You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Chevy's beefy Colorado ZR2 Bison is the pickup truck you bring to Armageddon, by Jack Stewart. Of the growing number of U.S. car buyers who go for SUVs and pickups, most do it because they look good. They have a nice high seating position. And they're handy for that odd weekend they hit up the Home Depot. Their cars will never really get dirty or make use of their improved ground clearance and off-road capabilities. There exists, however, a smaller class of buyers who really need those capabilities, and then some. The drivers who demand a machine that can tackle any terrain. When they head off-grid for a week, up rocky riverbeds, through forests, into the desert. That's whom Chevrolet is targeting with its new Colorado ZR2 Bison pickup, a beast of a truck built to survive an apocalypse, or at least life lived among jagged rocks and rough terrain, without falling apart. It's a growing trend where people load up their trucks and go out for maybe 6 days and run through all kinds of terrain, where they need the ability to crawl up over stuff and go long distances across all kinds of varying terrain, says Mark Dickens, Chevrolet's Director of Engineering for Performance Variants. In what we'll now call the pre-Bison era, the butchest of the Colorados was the ZR2, which went on sale in May 2017. Demand exceeded production capacity, Chevy says, so the company didn't just make more. It made more that could do more. Of the ZR2's key strengths, on-road driving, rock crawling, and desert running, the Bison puts heavier emphasis on the second, for better go-anywhere capabilities. Like the ZR2, the truck has an imposing presence, with front and rear tracks widened by 3.5 inches and suspension lifted 2 inches. Looks-wise, the truck definitely sends the message it's ready for anything. It carries large standard fog lamps and has a cutout for a winch at the front. Customers can choose a snorkel, high-level air intake, and 31-inch knobbly tires housed in flared wheel arches. To birth this beast, Chevrolet partnered with American Expedition Vehicles, a company known for customizing off-roaders. AEV identified parts of the truck that would be most vulnerable off-road and set about strengthening them. It developed 5 hot-stamped boron steel skid plates to protect the oil pan, transfer case, fuel tank, and differentials from bangs and scratches. Boron steel is super high strength, which means the plates could be thinner and thus lighter, so they won't add too much weight. That's important for handling and range, which matters when you can't find a gas station in Frontierland or California's Rubicon Trail. The optional 2.8-liter diesel engine helps with efficiency, too, as well as bringing 186 horsepower and 369 pound-feet of torque to the party. AEV added a steel bumpers to the front and rear of the truck and replace the bowtie grille with a stamped Chevrolet name badge. When you go off-roading, you're forced to use your bumpers. You have to rub against rocks, Dickens says. That means regular plastic doesn't cut it. But adding steel changes the way the bumpers behave in a crash. Plastic absorbs and deforms impacts differently. And that's how the truck was crash-tested. Bolting on metal bumpers meant testing that again and making sure the complex electronics behind the bumper, like airbag impact sensors, still worked as designed. Dickens spends most of his time working with Chevy's track cars and Cadillac's V-Series performance cars. So it's no surprise that one of his favorite features on the truck came from the world of racing. The spool valve suspension dampers, which are also available on the standard ZR2. They're one of the most impressive things seen in my career, he says. It's a technology Red Bull used in Formula One races and features on the Camaro Z28. The valve mechanisms in the dampers give engineers plenty of scope for turning over a wide range of suspension motion, so they can make the truck handle well on pavement as well as on the trail. Chevrolet isn't ready to reveal the pricing for the ZR2 Bison yet, but expect a bump over the standard ZR2, which starts at $41,000. It goes on sale in January, so if you want to be sure you make it through your off-the-grid week, you might want to wait until next year before checking out this crazy world.